Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn to John 13 this morning? John 13. And let's look at verse 34, our golden text that we've been using for weeks now, in teaching on the love of God. How many like this subject?
Yes.
How many believe it is very, very important?
Yes.
Vitally, and doesn't get really any more important than this. Because God is love. We're talking about love, we're talking about God. And the New Testament commandment that's right here is the commandment to love. And the more I study about this, the more I see I should learn. And in the things of God, the Scripture says, was it 1 Corinthians 8? He says, if any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Even the great apostle Paul, whom God used to write so much of the New Testament, was apparently caught up to heaven, had visions, and knew the Lord intimate. He said, we only know in part.
That's right. Yeah.
Somebody like him says, we just know part.
Right.
We're just seeing through a glass darkly. Well, that means there's lots of parts you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if the apostle Paul knew in part, then most folk would just know part of the part.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Lot to learn, lot to understand. So are you believing with us actively for revelation in the church?
Yes.
God will give us revelation and utterance to teach according not just what I'm able to receive, but what you're able to hear.
Amen.
See, there's more than one factor here. If you grow, and the Lord told us that, didn't he?
Yes.
He's growing us up quickly.
Amen.
If you grow and are able to hear something beyond milk, and are able to take some more of the meat of the Word, then God will give me revelation. He'll get me up in the nighttime and say, tell them this when you get in there tomorrow. And have me open up whole things to me. Right? You understand what I'm saying? For you. One of the best favors you ever did yourself was pray for your ministers. Because what God gives to them and comes through them affects you. Right? It's what you hear. And so I'm believing, and I want you to believe with me, that God's bringing us up to higher places. Of revelation and understanding.
Amen.
Until we'll sit, you and I both will sit here and go, wow, I didn't know that. Whew, thank you, Lord, for showing us that.
Yes.
No wonder we had problems in that area. We're doing the wrong thing. We didn't know this.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
How many understand this could be happening to us all the time?
Amen.
And doors can be being shut to the enemy.
Yeah.
Right? And we can be coming up from grace to grace.
Hallelujah.
And from faith to faith.
Yeah.
And from glory to glory,
glory.
In the blessings of the Lord, if we'll get excited about it and focus and have ears to hear.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I have learned just in the last year or two a lot more about the love of God, and in doing so realize how much there is to learn. We must grow in this, and friend, what a difference it makes in your life, because even your faith life, how many know that you're not going to be successful without faith? You're not going to have victory without faith, but faith works by what?
Love.
So, I mean, if you're not pursuing love and growing in love, you can't grow in faith. Your faith works by love, Galatians tells us. John 13, are you there? 13:34. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. So could you say that this is a primary part of our witness to the world? Huh? I mean, you. What else can you say? That by this, people will know you're disciples of His. By this, people will know you're Christians. What other scripture says that? What other place did Jesus say about something else? Well, I don't know of anything else. This is the lion's share of our witness.
Amen.
That we do what? love each other. Me loving you, you loving me, fellow Christians. Now, when you say that, me loving you, you loving me, people have such a shallow concept of love. A lot of men, they don't even like using the word.
Right.
You loving me, me loving you. Well, let's don't say it like that, Brother Keith. Let's say, I like you. Yeah, I like you too. Let's watch a ball game. But I love you. Come on, man. I love you. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Why is it that way? No understanding. Because a lot of guys, they think love is somewhere or another associated with weakness. Nothing could be further from the truth. Real love is the most powerful thing in the universe. Real love cannot be conquered, cannot be defeated, cannot fail.
Amen.
That's more than we can say about your muscles.
Hallelujah.
You can be put down.
Yeah.
I don't care how big you are, how strong you are, you can be put down. Can't say that about your intellect. Don't care how smart you are, how sharp you are, how much money you got. You can lose it. You can be put down.
Right.
Love cannot be put down.
Amen.
Love cannot be conquered. It cannot fail. What? God is love.
Yeah.
For love to be conquered is for God to be conquered. Ain't going to happen.
Amen.
Not in your lifetime or anybody's lifetime.
Amen.
Never going to happen.
So
the reason I say that is because they're just to point out, there's so much misconception, misunderstanding about what even real love is. So many folk don't understand. Like we've said, you know, people say, oh, I love you. I love you. I need you. That's not divine love.
No.
Is it?
No, sir.
I love you. I need you means I love me. And I love what you do for me. I love you, the divine kind of love. God loved us while we were yet His enemies. While we were doing nothing for Him, He loved us in spite of our mistakes. Now, we've gone through a lot of different points in the past weeks. We talked about receiving love. We talked about loving God. We talked about loving each other. But the Lord's prompted me to go back and talk some more about loving God. Now, loving, we talked some about this, some detail, but loving God includes, among other things, keeping His commandments.
Amen.
And His primary commandment is that we love each other, right?
Yeah.
But loving God means obeying Him, doing what He says, and the number one thing He said is to love each other. So loving God means loving each other. We talked about this last week, that you can have commitment beyond what you would have to that person because you love God. You'll put up with things. You'll do things. You'll be faithful when you normally wouldn't have been faithful just for them, but because you love God, you'll be faithful to them. Right? Well, here's another side of loving God. Go to 1 John now, please. 1 John. 1 John 2, I really wasn't planning on getting into this today. But as I sat down at my desk last night, got to looking at things and thinking about it, the Lord reminded me, He said, this is also loving me. I thought, hadn't talked about this much. But it's more important to Him than I was emphasizing. So here I'm correcting that this morning. 1 John 2, are you there? How many love God?
Amen.
Every hand ought to go up. That was not good enough. How many love God in here this morning? You love God. This is super important. Well, we already know that if you love God, you're going to keep His commandments. You're going to obey Him. We already know if you love God, you're going to love your brother. Here's something else. If you love God, in 1 John 2 and verse 15... 1 John 2 and 15, He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So without going any further, if we love God, we obey Him. We keep His commandments. If we love God, we love each other. And according to this, if we love God, we don't love the world. If you love the world, you don't love God. No exceptions, right? How many understand there's no room here for exceptions? Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. How many understand that?
Yes.
It's this all passing away. Right. All the worldly stuff is not going to last. But he that does the will of God, that's another way of saying the one that loves God, he abides how long?
Forever.
We're going to be around a long time.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It'll help you relax in this life. Huh? Sometimes people feel so rushed and like time is so short. But hey, I'm going to be around forever.
Amen.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Makes you kick back and relax a little bit. Because
yep.
We're going to be around.
Sweet. Amen.
Hmm?
Yeah.
If you love God, you don't love the world. If you love the world, you don't love God. Now, I didn't say that, right? How many understand the Scripture says this?
Yeah.
Let's read it again real slow. Verse 15. Did he say, try not to love the world?
No.
Do your best.
No.
Huh? He just said, don't do it. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, we have to define then the world, don't we? What is the world? What would be loving the world? He's not just talking about the earth, because the earth is the Lord's, right?
Yes.
And the fullness thereof. What is the world then? Well, you're going to see it as we go further, but let me just preface what we're going to by this. The world is the world's ways and the world's concepts and the world's beliefs and the world's system, which is apart from God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.